Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinji Country, BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, and big shout out to the NERS team. All right, it is coming up to Anzac, and look, acknowledge all our soldiers who are with us in spirit, and look, a very important day it is, and look, we're just catching with our soldiers who represent us. Going to catch up a yarn now with Andrew Kapnick, aircraftman in Townsville base, that's number 27 Squadron RAAF base in Townsville. Andrew's online. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Trevor, and yourself?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program, my friend. Listen, all the best to you. Just tell us your position there with the RAAF, please.
I'm an AC aircraftman at 27 Squadron in movements. All about planes, moving cargo around,
yes.
Passengers, all that.
All right, good stuff. Fantastic. And how long have you been with the force, Andrew?
Just over a year now.
Over a year, new kid on the block, and enjoying that journey, mate?
Honestly, it's been a lot of fun since I started, big new experience, but no, I'm really enjoying it.
Fantastic. And where do you stem from, and where did you go to high school, and how did this vision of joining the RAAF, how did it all come about?
So I went to school in Rockhampton and at North Rockhampton State High, but I was looking to join back then and did a little bit of growing first, and then was wanted to get out from behind a desk, and I was like, you know what, that sounds like a pretty good thing to do, so...
And the process, is it like an application, then you're going for an interview, and do you do a fitness interview as well, or paint that picture, please, Andrew?
Yep, so it's pretty well, like, you know, you call up or you apply, you know, you have a bit of an interview, you discuss your options, you do some aptitude testing, interviews with the defence member and a psychologist, you do a medical exam, and then once all that's cleared, you go through a final fitness test, some beep tests, push-ups, sit-ups, and then from there, once all that's finally done, you're off to recruits and on the way.
And in regard to the job, as an aircraftman, did you go straight into that job, or did you work your way up, or do you become a plumber, or how's that work, Andrew?
You go through your basic training, and then from there, you move into your job-specific training, and then you're out to your first unit, and from there into... you know, putting that training into use, learning more on the job as well and how it works at units and just, you know, consolidating all that training that you've already done.
Sure. And on the at the squadron there, you guys are accommodation and, like, you have, like, a mess tent. Paint that picture. How do you live your life as a soldier in the RAAF?
With me, I'm off base. I've got my family up here with me, so I've got a partner, two kids. We live off base, but yeah, the mess facilities are actually pretty good here. There's a breakfast, lunch, dinner. I use it for lunch really because I got breakfast and dinner at home.
Yes. But, good. And that's all paid for. It's part of the job, is it?
I pay my rent allowance. I pay what I contribute, and then mess obviously you pay for, or you can have it as an allowance that comes out of your paycheck.
Okay, good. And let's talk about Anzac. What does Anzac Day mean to you, my friend?
To me, it's, you know, about paying respects to those that have come before us, like in our community, I guess. You know, doing my little bit, losing a bit of sleep, getting up just a bit earlier just to do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so what will you be doing on Anzac Day?
Anzac Day, I'm in the march at the Strand here.
All right, fantastic. What advice for younger generations who are looking at joining the Defence Force, my friend?
Honestly, I'd say, you know, if you want to do it absolutely. I'd encourage everyone, you know, get in for a few years, even if a few years is what you'd want to do or make a career out of it. But it's been an amazing experience for me so far. So I'd encourage everyone to give it a try, even if it's a gap year.
Good. I feel the passion in your voice, my friend. Look, thank you very much for the yarn, aircraftman Andrew Kapnick. All the best to you. Look, stay strong, mate, and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you very much, Trevor. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn. There it is. Aircraftman Andrew Kapnick in the force for about a year and a half. They're at number 27 Squadron, RAAF, base in Townsville. And like just talking about his journey, and only a year and a half, so he's still got his training wheels on, but enjoying the journey. Highly recommends it, and do check out the force, even if you're just going for a couple of years for the vision and just for a taste of the Defence Force. A great opportunity, a great career move is coming from aircraftman Andrew Kapnick. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Too deadly.
When 1914 began, he was working on the land with his mum and dad. He left behind his girl, joined up to see the world, and made his mother sad. He made it through the war, came back to town to help his father work the field, rebuild his life somehow. And everybody called him the Anzac. That's still what they call him now. He set his mind to stay when his father passed away and the rivers ran dry. He said, "I'll take care of you, Mom. I fought before and won. We can win this fight." And all alone he'd work all day until he'd drop, till the place got back to best, he didn't stop. There were times he thought he'd been forgotten, but every night at 6 o'clock, they'd stand for that man they called the Anzac. And those who gave their lives for us, they'd stand for that man they call the Anzac, for fighting for the land he loved. Time every year we all remember him. At the crack of dawn we stand as one for all our fallen friends. So drink to that man we call the Anzac. We will remember him. So stand. Stand for
just kept on going. He just let it be without really knowing how much he really cared. He just seemed to let her go, and the same thoughts they both shared. Neither one of them did know how each adored the other. Well, his heart was only young, now the years have slowly gone. Only shadows left inside, where silent echoes cry. And the years have slightly grayed him since those younger days, when he longed to hold her tight. Part of him falls back in time to when they adored each other. Well, now he tries to understand her, why she had to go away. And he never really did despise her, but always kept her in his prayers. Now many years have passed since he held her in the dark, by the field or at those dances, the old house down near the park. Now he still holds those places as a treasure in his heart, and some songs he'll just keep playing to set her image in his heart. So he will always adore her, adore her.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
I came back from Vietnam with only one leg on which to stand. I got a service medal in a hanging frame. Thought I was an Anzac hero. Back home, no one seemed to care about the things we had to do out there. They spat at me in my wheelchair. Didn't feel like an Anzac hero. Saw my mates die on patrol. I never knew who was in control. Fired my gun when I was told, try to be an Anzac hero. We were there to kill VC. We were spreading democracy. We were trying to set them free, not become an Anzac hero. We burned the village to the ground. The screaming made an awful sound. My M16 had cut them down, and I cried like an Anzac hero. Mourn your dead lucky country, I bet you don't remember me. You sent me up to war, I was 19, and until this day, it's never made any sense to me. I couldn't get to sleep at night. Flames, they danced in my gun sight. Doctor said I'd be alright. Try to act like an Anzac hero. I survived that Asian hell. The things I did, I'm ashamed to tell. They let me join the RSL. Now I drink like an Anzac hero. I guess it runs in the family. My granddad fought at Gallipoli. His blood has stained the rosemary. He became an Anzac hero. They let me march on their parade, but I can't make it all that way. So I get pushed by my comrades, and I wave like an Anzac hero. You welcomed us home. Now I don't feel so quite alone. But why did you wait so bloody long to call me an Anzac hero? I haven't had all that much to say since a chopper came, took me away. Lost more than my leg that day to become an Anzac hero. Mourn your dead lucky country. I bet you don't remember me. Send me up to war, I was 19. Mourn your dead lucky country. I bet you don't remember me. You sent me up to war, I was 19. And until this day, it's never made any sense to me. I came back from Vietnam with only one leg on which to stand. I got a service medal in a hanging frame. Thought I was an Anzac hero. Thank you.
is Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Black Anzac, written by Cecil Fisher, 1933. They have forgotten him, need him no more. He who fought for his land in nearly every war. Tribal fights before his country was taken by Captain Cook, that went overseas to fight at Gallipoli and Tobruk. World War I, two black Anzacs were there. France, Europe's desert, New Guinea's jungles did his share. Korea, Malaya, Vietnam again. Black soldier enlisted. Fight for democracy was his duty, he insisted. Back home he went his own way, not looking for praise, like when he was a warrior in the forgotten days. Down on the Gold Coast, a monument in the Bora Ring, recognition at last, his praises, they are starting to sing. This black soldier who never marches on Anzac Day, living in his gunya, doesn't have much to say. Thinks of his friends who fought some, returned some, died. If only one day they could march together side by side. His medals he keeps, hidden away from prying eyes. No one knows, no one sees the tears in his old black eyes. He's been outcast, just left by himself to die. Recognition, at last black Anzac, hold your head high. Every year at Gold Coast, Yabunga Border Ring site, black Anzac in uniform and medals, a magnificent sight. The rock with Aboriginal tribal totems, paintings inset, the Cumberbury people's inscription, of least we forget, Black Anzac.
Johnny Turk won't know what hit him. Drop the ladders down the side. 30 men to every lifeboat. Silence shattered, rifle crack. And hell breaks loose with spiteful flashes. Easy targets, hit the beach and run like hell through blood and water. And it's hit down lads, the shrapnel flying to the left and right. Men are dying and there's no retreat, no standing still. Onwards, boys, to the top of the hill. For cover, drop your kit. Under scrub, fix bayonet. Trench by trench and hand to hand. Up scrubby knoll, Chanuk bed. And it slips down, lads. The shrapnel flying to the left and right. Men are dying and there's no retreat, no standing still. Some have stood and some have fallen. Some are lying torn and bleeding. And for us who still remain, we'll show their loss was not in vain. And it's heads down, lads. The shrapnel flying to the left and right. Men are dying and there's no retreat. No standing still. And it's down.
would have thought I could walk away and leave it all behind? You know I was one who didn't care less until I met you face to face. I don't know why you chose me and made me a friend. Somebody must have been praying for me to change. I thought my dreams were over when everything fell apart so dark. But it was you there holding me up, giving me a new life and a brand new start. I don't know why you chose me and made me a friend. Somebody must have been praying for me to change. Me a friend. Somebody must have been praying for me to change. Now I don't know why you chose me and made me a friend. Somebody must have been praying for me to change. Somebody praying.
On your mob, it's me, Bush Taka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Mum and Dad and Denny saw the passing out parade at Pakapanyul. A long march from cadets. The 6th Battalion was the next to turn. It was me who drew the card. We did Canungra and Shoalwater before we left. And Townsville lined the footpaths as we marched down to the quay. This clipping from the paper shows us young and strong and clean. And there's me in me slouch hat with me SLR and greens. God help me. I was only 19. From Buntow riding Chinooks to the dust at Newey Dat, I'd been in and out of choppers now for months. We made our tents a home, VB and pin-ups on the lockers, and an Asian orange sunset through the scrub. And can you tell me, doctor, why I still can't get to sleep? And night time's just a jungle dark and a barking M16. And what's this rash that comes and goes? Can you tell me what it means? God help me. I was only 19. Operation, when each step could mean your last one on two legs. It was a war within yourself, but you wouldn't let your mates down till they had you dusted off. So you closed your eyes and thought about something else. And then someone yelled out, contact! And the bloke behind me swore. We hooked in there for hours, then a God Almighty roar. And Frankie kicked a mine the day that mankind kicked the moon. God help me. He was going home in June.
Yeah. drinking tinnies in the Grand Hotel on a 36-hour wreck leave in Fung Tao. And I can still hear Frankie lying screaming in the jungle till the morphine came and killed the bloody row. And the Anzac legends didn't mention mud and blood and tears, and the stories that my father told me never seemed quite real. I caught some pieces in my back that I didn't even feel. God help me, I was only 19. And can you tell me, doctor, why I still can't get to sleep? And why the Channel 7 chopper chills me to my feet? And what's this rash that comes and goes? Can you tell me what it means? God help me, I was only 19.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Daily Program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong here, and a big shout out to our NERS, National News Radio Service, and team down there. Thank you very much for allowing us to go across the airways. All right, here we are, special day, Anzac. Lest we forget, and talking about our lovely men and women who've gone before us and looked after this beautiful country, and we stand today because of that. Look, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Corporal Joshua Howe, Aviation Refueler, number 27 Squadron, and RAAF base in Townsville. We've got Corporal Howe on the line. Corporal Howe, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good morning to you. Yeah, very well, thanks.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Thank you for the yarn. Very important day, Anzac Day. Let's talk about your position. So you're aviation refueler, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. So sitting here as the manager at the aviation refueler, 27 Squadron in Townsville, yeah.
In Townsville, okay. So we're talking Air Force, aren't we, when we're talking aviation?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, we are talking Air Force now, yes.
All right, thank you. We'll look up to you, partner punt. What made you join the defence?
What made me join the defence? I won't go into the story of it being a hero story to start with. Yeah, I didn't do so well in school, and I got to the point of my life when I was about 20 that I just thought to myself, where am I going? I need to really find something. I need to get out of home. I really wanted to expand and get out there and just see the real world, I guess, is really what I was looking at. My parents weren't too pleased about that initially, but they come on board with it, and I went to Defence Force Recruiting and made the decision from there. Yeah, the Army and Air Dispatcher.
Oh, you joined the Army, did you?
Yes, I joined the Army initially in 2008, and that was an Air Dispatcher. So, got pitched the line to jump out of planes, throw some stuff out of planes, and thought it would be very cool, actually. It sounded very good on paper. Mm. And to be fair, I ended up having a 12-year career that I really, really enjoyed in the Army. So, it was fantastic.
And then you joined the dark side, as you mentioned, off air.
Correct, yeah, I did join the dark side. So there was a couple of times that I looked to make that move over. Unfortunately, I had a pretty sickening injury in football in 2013 that, cost that pretty much making that happen early. But
What football were we talking?
In AFL, I just went up for a mark AFL. In a game when I come back from actually overseas in 2013.
Yeah.
And unfortunately landed on my opponent's leg. And what happened was I broke and dislocated my leg. Okay. So 12 months of rehab in 2013 after having 9 months overseas. It was actually pretty daunting because, you would think going over to a war zone for 9 months, that would be the worst part of it. However, my return back, I had an accident in my brand new car within the space of 3 weeks and broke and dislocated my leg and was in 12 months of rehab.
Yeah, so. Bad trot there, mate.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe it. I thought there's no way. Looking forward on the return back to Australia, it didn't pan out as well as I thought. However, like I said, time takes its place. I met my lovely wife in my job, which she's still currently in. She's still currently in the Army.
And what's her name?
I wouldn't have met her if I had her transferred earlier. So.
And what's her name?
Holly Casson. So yes,
Holly. Big shout out, Holly. Yes.
Yeah, shout out, Holly. Thank you. She's posted to the postal.
Okay.
Section within 17 Brigade here at Tansville over at Laverick Barracks.
How was your transit from Army to Navy? Army to Air Force, sorry. Are you going Navy after this, are you?
Yeah, listen, the Navy. It concerns you a bit. Being on a ship for 6 months, credit for those lads.
Yes, thank you. I definitely
couldn't do that.
Thank you.
It's definitely not something that's for the faint-hearted.
So, okay.
Yeah, no, shout out for the Navy lads.
So how was your transit?
The transition was quite good, actually. I was kind of pegged as really not happening because I was in a call for position at the Army and they didn't really want to let me leave, but I just said, it was time, it was the right time. My body was starting to go on me a bit, so I just made the decision and, brought it up to everyone. And they supported it in the end, which was fantastic. I really appreciate the support in doing that for me.
Corporal Howe, we're talking still defence. So if you leave an Army and say you've done 5 years and then you're going to do 5 years with the Air Force, that's still 10 years with defence, is it not?
Yeah, correct. Exactly right. So, I've done my long service, obviously. Okay. So I did 12 years within the Army. And then I was going to make the decision in 2020 to actually leave defence altogether. And like I said, I had a good chat with my wife, who, like I said, has been very good for me. And we just made the decision that, listen, it's probably I've tried a couple of times to come to the Air Force. Unfortunately, like I said, injuries, previous deployments had got in the way of that, and I just said in 2020, it was time to leave the Army, but the decision of Air Force will get out. In the end, I made a very, very good call, because if I had left the Army, it would have been March of 2020, which pretty much COVID hit straight away, and it would have been horrible to try and get a civilian job. So I was quite fortunate in how it all fell into place. So,
good.
No, they're very happy ever since I've come over to the Air Force. I've been fortunate enough to,
So what does Anzac Day mean to you?
Oh, Anzac Day, it means a lot to me now because obviously I've done some operational service. Like I said, I've been very fortunate in that where going overseas to those places, I spent 9 months in Kandahar and I spent 6 months in Dubai over to deployments. And it's incredible what the fact of what they do, those soldiers in World War One, World War Two, the sacrifices they've made for us today.
Exactly.
It's inspirational. There is nothing what those men and women did for us. They saved our sovereignty. So, it really means a lot to me. And I took advantage of that as a kid. I'll be the first one to say that, but I didn't really respect it as much before I joined defence. But once I joined defence, like, my family's come on board. That's a big thing for me as well, is like getting everyone else on board once I've joined defence. Kind of understanding what this day means to all of us. So, yeah, my wife and I are very proud.
Good.
Inside defence. So,
and Corporal, what do you do on Anzac Day? What do you do?
So Anzac Day, previous to what used to occur, used to be very big celebrations with the lads. And there would be a lot of, just going down the path of, like, what it means to us. Hmm. But now with the young family, I guess this year it's a little bit more laid back, a little bit more, like, just getting around the family and making sure that, like... Yeah, my wife, unfortunately, she's going through her placement at the moment with her nursing degree, so she has to work on it that day, which is unfortunate. So I've got the young fella with me for the day.
What's your young fella name? And how old is he?
Sorry, his name?
Yeah, and how old is he?
His name is Caden.
Hayden.
Caden, yeah, with a K.
Caden. How old's Caden?
Caden's two, and my wife is 22 weeks pregnant with another one on the way.
Okay, so. You know his boy or girl, or...?
No, we don't, actually.
Okay,
yeah,
surprise.
Both have been a surprise. So,
yeah, beautiful.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, we really enjoyed the first time with the band surprise, so we're going down that road again.
Corporal, how do you? What advice can you give for younger generation if they're looking at joining the force?
Oh, I'd just say, similar to me, if you're just unsure about, like, obviously through school and stuff, it is a bit daunting to, like, look at a career and go, wow, this is... But with defence, I guess, like, the first 5 years of my career were incredible, where I made the best mates, still talk to those members. They were in my bridal party on my wedding day, all my mates from the army. And honestly, like, it's just so fun. And you get to go out and you get to explore the rest of, like, fortunate like me, you get to go overseas on operations.
Yes.
But even so, like, there's opportunities. I've been to all the states within Australia through the Defence Force. So Perth, South Australia. I'd never been anywhere really outside of Victoria, my home state, before I joined Defence. And just have those opportunities for operational and domestic, I guess, is a big one for me that I think is just, it expands your life. Like, just shows you what's outside.
Exactly. So beautiful. Corporal Howe, thank you very much for the yarn. All the best to you. Look, lest we forget. Look, stay strong. Enjoy your day with Caden. And all the best to Holly. And we'll talk soon, my friend.
Nah, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You have a great day as well.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, see ya.
Deadly yarn there. That's Corporal Joshua Howe, aviation refueler, number 27 Squadron, RAAF in base Townsville. Yeah, so look, fantastic. Good to be yarning with the lad there. Anzac, lest we forget, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. And big shout out to all our First Nation soldiers who represent us and represent their family across this nation, the Big Island, Australia, and to all our past soldiers, black and white, lest we forget. Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black, and live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM.